This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. Happy Monday, everyone.
Hey.
Did you have a nice weekend, Vincent?
Really good, actually. Sun was out. I got to surf. I got some exercise.
I had a
really fun, like, it's been a horrible winter, basically, but I had so much fun on Saturday. I would pay money for that. Just surfing. The waves were good, and there was not a crowd. And
What time did you wake up?
I just
describe your day.
I windowed it just right, and I didn't go early. I didn't go that early. I slept until the sun was up.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
It's like 7:45.
Like 7 something, yeah. I just timed it right and went to the right spot, and man,
boom.
I got lucky. Nice. Super fun. Yeah, and then I got a 4-mile run in yesterday, and the sun was still out and nice. Mm. It's killer. And I finished The Sinner.
Oh, right. You've been watching that.
I liked it.
Yeah.
You know what's hard about that? Jessica Biel, she's I don't know what they did, but basically she's got no makeup on. She's in trouble. She's too stunning to be in any kind of real life situation. it's hard to, other than that.
So they leave makeup off her just to get her a little bit closer to like what actual people look like.
Right.
Just with some dirt on her face.
Right.
There's a scene with her and any person, other person, she's just got these full lips and this square jaw and she's stunning.
She's beautiful.
And then they go to anyone else, and you're like, oh, there's a person.
No. An angel, a person. An angel,
right.
A person.
So, but it was good anyway. And I finished that. I mowed
like
through
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I know that you probably had a lot more. I mean, I hung with my kids.
Aww.
I hung with my kids, too, all weekend long.
Did you?
What?
The boy came home?
Yeah. Oh, he was home for spring break last week, so he went back.
Oh,
he's
good.
He either left the last night, or he's leaving this morning before I get up. I mean, before I get home.
Right.
Get up, get
same
home,
thing.
Whichever.
It's all the same.
Whichever one.
Your hair looks good, though.
Oh, thank you.
You did your hair.
I did dye my hair. I dyed my hair on Friday.
Oh, right. So you left here with Joy.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
We had just a great, 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 great weekend. They wound up staying an extra day, and we just had an absolutely great time with them. We, on Friday, we left here, and she wanted to go out, and so I let her make something. She took one of my patterns and went through, and I helped her a little.
You
and
let her.
Well, I
did she make a bra?
She didn't.
I thought about her all weekend, as a matter of
so
fact.
Funny.
I almost called Vinny and say, what size bra do I wear again?
36G.
Yeah. You know what? I started to order the wrong size. I started to order a 38G. And then I almost called you, Vinny, to say, what size?
Did you hear me?
It's in my basket.
Have it written down.
I did write
36G.
It down.
I have it memorized.
Okay, 36G.
No worries.
So no bras were made.
No bras were made, but there was a lot of bra talk. Like, she is,
obsessed.
You know, well, look, everybody does
great.
This,
no,
right?
Great.
The thing that you care about the most is the thing that's on your mind and the thing that you, given the opportunity, want to talk about. So I get that. But you have to realize that other people aren't as passionate about it, and the more you talk about it doesn't mean the more they're interested in it. You know, she's very into bras, but she's just a cool person. I've known Joy since like 94. So she's a good friend. I really, really like her new husband. He's
Matt the farmer.
Matt the farmer. He is Oh my God, John was cracking up. I guess at one point you were grilling Joy. He goes, Vinny is just like, that's Vinny's forte. Like
grilling
asking,
people.
Just grilling people. when he's interested, because he's like, he goes, I just laughed every time he called him the farmer, and like all the funny things that Vinny was asking, and you know, so that was a topic. And Matt was like, well, I guess I'll have to listen to that.
Don't do it, Matt.
No, it was funny. He'll
like, I mean, like Johnny V.
He's got a good sense of humor. They're both super God people too. They went to Hooman's Church yesterday.
Oh, really?
They did. They went to Reality uh-huh. Church. But you know, great sense of humor. He was, and I, you know, you can pick on him a little bit, and I like to pick on people affectionately. You know, give them a little crap and see how they hold up, and he does. And but he golfed with John. They took off. They went.
John's golfing now?
Well, Matt, the husband, the farmer. I should just call him the farmer. they've been on this, so she sold her store, and he is sort of in some kind of transitional period, I guess, away from farming into whatever, farming bras, I'm not
following
sure.
Following his wife around
right.
while she...
So they have taken they've been on the road the entire month, and they have a couple weeks left to go. Like, they are doing, he's got five kids all over the country, and they want to see the country. They've been, and of the things that he took on his round the country trip, a set of golf clubs. Mm-hmm. So that came up on Thursday when we were all at dinner, and John was like, oh man, I haven't golfed in forever. If it's nice tomorrow, you want to go golfing? And Matt was, the farmer was like, that sounds great. I would love to do that. I think I do have my clubs and I would like to. So we came here, Joy and I, and they went off and they golfed, and then they went and got the food for dinner. They cooked an elaborate, the two of them, I mean, it was...
What?
Who doesn't...
Just, yum.
They made, like, salmon burgers, and he did all these different grilled vegetables, and it was just delicious. I was like, this is the perfect... It was, like, the perfect day. I had such a great time with Joy and all you guys, obviously, at work. And we went out and had a pancake breakfast.
Oh, Friday.
Fan-freaking-tastic.
Did you guys nap afterwards?
Well, we didn't nap right away, because we were, like, you know, having fun. Yeah. You know, we've been drinking caffeine all morning.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right, exactly. So we got back to my house, and she, you know, wanted to hang in the sewing shed. So we did that for a couple hours, and then I took a nap for.
Why do you choke on Shishak? What's the matter?
I don't know. It just doesn't roll off my tongue. I don't know.
Shishak, she shed.
Shishak, the sewing shed.
What else have we called?
I don't know. I've always just called it my workshop, but you know, people call it the Shishak, and so I'm going with that. Like Debbie's all about my sister-in-law's all about it. It's the Shishak. So. Then I did take a couple hour nap and got up and did my hair, dyed my hair.
Ah. Mm.
And as I came out of the room, I could smell all the foods cooking. Oh, it was delicious.
You go.
I know. It was great.
Dang, you had a great weekend.
It was absolutely great.
Good
and then on
you.
Saturday, they...
Wait, that's Friday?
I was just thinking the same thing. That was just Friday?
That was just Friday.
Wow. So then I did the whole weekend.
But what was lovely was on Saturday, I got up early and hung out with them a little bit. So, and I mean, you know, for me, really early, like 7:30 in the morning. I was up and hung out for a little bit. Then they took off and hung with they have a son who's like, I don't know, makes wine or does something. And so they were gone all day. And I went to Alan Rosen's 50th birthday party.
How was that?
So the guy from Bananas at Large, he's done so much for the station. And he's always bringing cool people around and everything. So his wife threw him just a little, you know, 50th birthday party, maybe 50 people. And at a little bar / restaurant in San Rafael, and was just lovely. Met his mom.
Oh,
you know, his mom was up from Huntington Beach.
And a bunch of his family. And then, you know, he knows everyone famous ever that lives in Marin. So
totally.
They were all there, too. Yeah. And he's standing at our table pointing everyone out.
All the famous people of Marin were there.
Yeah, but it was things like Carlos Santana's brother.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong. It was just hilarious. So it was just, that was fun.
But how funny that Alan points everyone out.
I know, it was funny. Well,
classic.
But among those people, he was like, and there's my, you know, my best friend who's like my sister, and there's my mother.
That's
and
so sweet.
Yeah, we met a lot of nice people there and, you know, just hung out for a little while. Mm-hmm. It was a very family-oriented party. The kids were there and his whole family. So we had a beer, and then when we got home... on Saturday night, it was maybe 9 o'clock, and then Joy and Matt showed. Joy and the farmer showed back up from their fun with the kids, and we jammed a few songs out.
How does that work when someone stays at your house? Do they knock at the door? Or do you give them a key?
Oh, yeah. No, my kids were there.
So they walk right in.
I think they walked right in. They're staying, so. And they're funny, too, because they're real. You know how, like, I have a lot of house guests.
Yeah, you do.
And some people, and I like it.
That's why we're asking.
We know that you do.
I do enjoy it. I like to have people come and stay. And, you know, I think the perfect visit is 3 days long. You know, it's just enough.
They stink. Yeah.
Right. It's like fish.
Yeah.
Start to stink. But they are self-sufficient. I like people who are like, you know, you're sitting there, I'm having my coffee and I'm sitting on the couch. And Joy's like, all right, I'm going to go open my laptop and try and get some work done. All right. And the farmer, he tells me, we're talking, chatting a little bit in the kitchen. Then he goes, I'm going to wander around in the neighborhood. I'm like, okay, bye. You know, great.
Bye.
I know. They're just like really self-sufficient, not like, you know, what are we doing today? I'm like, I don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm doing today? I'm doing it. Where's my sewing machine?
Right. Good thing they didn't pull the old, well, are you going to drive us into the city and show us around?
Yeah. You know, John actually doesn't mind that. He likes it. He gives a pretty good tour of the city. I'm always like, yeah, I've been on that tour a few times. You guys go.
Wow.
I don't feel like it. And then Sunday they took off pretty early, and then Hooman showed up. We went and looked at open houses, which is one of my favorite things.
What are you buying?
Nothing. They had already left, John and I and my brother and sister-in-law. No, I'm not buying anything. I swear. What am I going to buy?
I don't know. What are you going to buy?
Well, I don't know.
That was the question.
I haven't seen it yet. Just look at stuff. I'm interested in a couple things. You know, make of it what you will. I'll let you know if I buy anything. But so that was, you know, it was like another great day. And then Hooman showed up with his giant bowl of potato salad. And by potato salad, I mean a green salad with one chopped up dry baked potato in it.
Whatever, he's trying to save his own life, right?
You know, I actually felt really bad for him last night because John made this halibut and lemon rice and this crazy yummy kale and broccoli salad. I mean, it was just like
you had a great food weekend.
Dude, I don't know how.
I love it.
I've like finagled. I never have to cook. Like, it just seems like.
It just appears?
It just seems like I have it worked out. Like, I know, great food, like plates of food that I'm like, that's magnificent. He shucked oysters last night. And because Joy and the farmer had picked some up on their travels. They went over at Hog Island or Marshall or wherever it is up in Marin. They brought us back 24.
I love Hog Island stuff.
Oh my God, I know.
So good.
They brought back these oysters and they're sitting in the fridge and John shucks them and puts them on a plate of ice and... brings them out to me and my brother sitting out by them. We're just sitting on the swings.
It's like a 5-star resort.
Dude, it's unbelievable. How did I do this? God.
You don't hear John complain much, though, do you?
John? No. Yeah. Oh, no.
Like he's...
I hold up my end of the bargain.
He's got it pretty
That's
nice.
That's right, you do.
He does.
So, yeah. I don't...
Yeah.
I'm sure he's like, this is the easiest.
Is the least I could do for my wife.
It's pretty damn good.
He actually seems to really enjoy cooking. Right. Like, he'll spend a whole afternoon.
It's fun.
It is, I guess.
I love cooking.
I always stop by the kitchen. I'm like, do you need me to chop anything? Or can I... And he just goes, will you set the table? I'm like, absolutely. I'd be happy to. I would be happy to. Do you want your vitamin pills set by your plate?
Yes, please.
Yeah. No, it's I don't know how I worked it out, but man, I
So
really...
anyway, so you were feeling bad for Hooman because he couldn't eat any of the delicious salmon?
So it was a halibut.
Halibut, okay.
He's
Saturday.
I mean, Hooman, you have to admit. Like, those plates looked pretty damn good. And Hooman's like, oh. Yeah.
Well.
Oh, you couldn't have a bite?
They just kept looking at me going, damn, this is good, Hooman. Boy, you really. And I'm like, enjoying my salad with apple cider vinegar. And then they're like, who wants ice cream? Who wants ice cream? It was, it was enjoyable watching them eat.
I couldn't
participate. But Star Trek was great.
Oh my God.
You guys watched that last night?
We sit down. Yeah, so that's the series we're watching. We're trying to finish it before Game of Thrones starts in less than 2 weeks.
Not next week, the week after.
Right, the 14th.
Okay.
So it's I don't know, 6:30. We sit down on the couch. We're ready to watch Star Trek. We're about 15 minutes in. My eyes are closed. I'm like, oh no, oh no. I gotta stay, you know, like get some toothpicks, pry my eyes open. So I'm sitting watching. And I mean, I definitely slept for a few minutes. I'm going to have to rewatch the episode today. And it's like 7:15. And Hooman's like, okay, press play. Who wants to watch another episode? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, I go, you guys can watch, but I have to go to bed. Like, I'm already going to have to rewatch. I'll catch up. I'll catch up this week. And then everyone else was like, I guess my brother had fallen asleep too. And everyone's like, no. And Hooman's bummed. Hooman's like,
I was.
He just keeps on. He keeps on going. Come on, you guys. Press play. Come on, press play.
I wouldn't do it. I was outvoted, and then literally, like, her brother just got up and left. He went to his house.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like,
because we were falling asleep.
Hooman's the only one left in the living room.
I know.
I was. I literally was. John's like, well, just help yourself out. No. Oh my God.
He throws a potato at your head.
Yeah, here you go. Take a potato for the road,
have
buddy.
Fun with that.
Eat it like an apple. So yeah, we had that was maybe a perfect because of weather too. And like my trees are starting to bloom.
Warm.
Oh God,
yesterday.
It makes me so happy.
People are out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
People are out. The and I guess you just said it. It's spring break, right? Because
I know that they stagger that different
over the
schools,
beachway. But it's been packed, like really. Mm. Oh my God, is it already starting?
Yeah,
it's not, but it must be spring break because
right.
It looks like.
And high school vacations or regular school vacations will be coming up in April, right?
It's spring.
I know.
Didn't we just have January?
I know. It's
don't
well.
Get
look,
where the time
is just going. It's going right down the drain for us.
Oh, happy old April
people.
Fool's Day. By the way, this is not a joke. I'm sort of piggybacking on this, but our sound works.
No!
Yes.
Oh, my God! If you go to radioalice.com/watch to the looking glass, apparently you will be able to not just see us, but also hear us.
It's only been 6 months.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started.
What happened? How did it get fixed?
We don't know. Some coding went down. Equipment is working, and
I feel like
our guys from New York. It's not an April Fool's joke.
I know it's not, but I'm saying maybe it should work for 3 days before we announce it. I feel like it's going to go silly on us by 8:00, and we'll be right back there.
Let's just see what happens.
That is great.
We'll just go with it. I don't know.
I gotta say, you know, having the cameras and stuff, we've had them in here for years and years.
Yeah.
To have the sound go away for that long, you know there are people who like fell off and will never come back.
Oh, totally.
Like, it's so awful.
Believe
that
me,
that
I put
happened.
That in my emails. We are losing listeners each single day. This is not working. That's me typing.
Yeah. Anyway, it's back. I can't believe it. We should post about it on the Alice973 Instagram for people.
Got it.
Let's let the people know. People did seem to be concerned.
I'm going to take a picture of Vaughn and be like, he says.
Yeah. Blame this guy.
Vaughn the wizard,
I think a lot of people just thought it was there. Like, I don't know. Something happened. I don't go there anymore because I can't get the sound to work.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It's us. Come on back. Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
It is.
Yeah, I'd literally given up hope.
I'll take those small... I don't know.
Yeah, little victories.
Yeah.
You can't even go there. And, you know, when I was younger, that used to just chew my guts out. Like
what?
Stuff that was going wrong where we're like, you know, we don't have all day, everyone. We're going to lose. Like we're competing every minute we're on. You can't. Now I'm like, all right, whatever.
Well, you got to let some things go.
Corpo stuff is out of my hands.
It is.
I can't live like that.
And the camera stuff, it's an adjunct to this show. Like, I mean, we are doing a radio show here.
Yeah.
There's no question. And it's maybe.
It's an added bonus that we get the cameras and we got Vaughn even. But if we're going to do it, let's do it.
Yes. If we're going to do it and talk about it, let's do it and talk about it.
Right. Agreed.
All right. I'll mention that today. I'm going to write that down here. All right. Let's do this thing. KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.